My guest is the superintendent of the Gilman School District, Georgia Krauts. She is here with an update on the latest Board of Education meeting over in Gilman. So if you would please share with us what has gone on over in Gilman.
Sure. The February meeting, we called to order, Pledge of Allegiance, roll call, determination of a quorum at 7:01. And then we had approval of the agenda. For the Citizens Forum, Bruce Ewings Jr. came in and invited the board members and the administration to the Pancake Breakfast Benefit for a scholarship honoring Jim Schley that was put on by the Gilman FFA. Special speakers, we had the foreign language trip presentation by Deb Danielson, and we also had Amanda Wasaki come in and thank the board for their support of the foreign language trip. Our auditor, Jeff Kropp, was in and went over the district financials with the board, and that went well. Then we went on to administrative reports. Just some of the big items were the LED lighting rebate check came in. We paid off the smaller bond that we had. We had two bonds out there. That's actually paying it off early. That's going to end up saving the district interest money in the long run. Our crisis response team is focusing this year on a shelter-in-place protocol. The CESA Professional Development Day, where we took our teaching staff to CVTC in Eau Claire, was an excellent opportunity for our staff, and we look forward to attending something like that next year where CESA's working on another day. Audio architects came in to look at the sound system, and we are going to be making some upgrades to the system. The governor's budget proposal, there's a lot of talk out there. I just explained to the board, reminded them that it's kind of a long process, and we'll just kind of keep an eye on it as things develop. Next, we had approval of the consent agenda, in which we approved the board minutes and the financials. Actually, no old business. On to new business, we approved the pupil non-discrimination and equality of education opportunities self-evaluation. Then we approved the Gilman becoming a consortium member of RVA, and that's actually, I explained to them, a several-step process. The first part was for our board to approve, and then I will go and I will ask for the approval of the actual board, and then it actually goes to the Medford School Board. So it's just the beginning of that process, and I appreciate the consideration. Next, we had the CESA contract, and the board approved that for the 17-18 school year. We had the community sign advertising options on the agenda, and we're going to wait to address that until someone specifically comes up with a request, just because there are so many variables there, and then we would bring that to the board so they can make a decision. The Ingalls Fund scholarship amount was set to $500. It had been $100, and so that's a large increase. And if you go back this year, we went ahead and we moved that money into a higher interest-bearing account, and so we're reaping some of the benefits, and then our students will also reap that benefit too. We tabled highlights of the convention and the 100-year celebration, as well as the discussion of the tennis court complex. Then we adjourned, and I have a couple of quick updates. The 100-year celebration, we've actually decided that that's going to be a year-long with the festivities kicking off in conjunction with June Dairy Days. That would be June 16th to the 18th, and so we will be working on what's actually going to be implemented on that day. We've also had another check come in from the LED lighting update. We updated the exterior lights, and that check came in also. And that would be the wrap-up for February.
Once again, my guest has been the Gilman School Superintendent, Georgia Krauts. Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck.
Thank you.